The WVPE staff were saddened to learn of the passing of David James last week. David was a community activist, IUSB adjunct faculty, and nationally awarded musician on the Hammer Dulcimer. He was also a longtime Michiana chronicler. We wanted to remember him with one of his stories he told back when it was snowing at Christmas.
On Christmas Eve morning, 1971, at 5 a.m. in South Bend, with 10 inches of unplowed snow on the ground, we were due to start for my folks in Atlanta, hoping to make it by midnight. We were young, married hippies with our 1963 Volkswagen bus. She was exuberantly pregnant with our first child. We had $50 to our name, enough, we hoped, to get there. My dad, a physician, kept us on his plutonium Blue Cross plan, but the baby was upside down, and that would cost money. So, dutiful son and loving wife were coming home to Atlanta for Christmas, fingers crossed for some Christmas money to get us back and to ease the next few months, first grandchild and all. I loaded up the car. It wouldn't start. The battery was dead. Ever push started a minibus in 10 inches of snow with a non-mechanically inclined pregnant wife behind the wheel? I did that morning, and I'm little. The gasoline-fired heater, the one luxury on those old shoeboxes, was cooking merrily away, so we were warm. The snow was getting heavier as we rattled down US 31 South. 3 hours later, we were nearing Indianapolis. The heater stopped working. We had to rely on the engine flap heater until I could find the sheltered place to work on it. Next, at a stoplight, I stalled the car in the snow, and it wouldn't start. The battery was not charging. I could push start it and it would go, but what about when it got dark? Would the headlights work on that Christmas Eve? I ran in for some coffee at a McDonald's and asked the lady if there was a VW dealership in Indianapolis. She pointed me only a few blocks down by the bypass construction. We chugged over and turned in. The service bay was open. Our first piece of luck. Out comes the short, round, greasy, cross-looking mechanic, working on Christmas Eve. I explained our predicament. He glanced at her in the full throes of dazed, dreamy pregnancy and growled, "Pull it on in." Dead battery. He and I had to push it on in. She and I moved to the waiting room. I sat and thought, how am I going to pay for this? It was Friday. They would deposit the check that evening, and on Monday it would bounce, and there was nothing I could do. $15 in the bank, me in Atlanta, overdraft protection years away. Up behind the parts desk steps a real live hippie. Nowadays, it's hard to tell one alienation from another, but back then, long guy hair was credentialing. Vietnam, President Nixon, flag decals on hard hats, you do the math. But there he was, and for the Jameses, to think is to act, so I introduced myself. He also was a draft resister and acquainted him with our plight. He said, "I'll see what's happening," and eased back to the service bay. He returned in a short time. He has the generator out, parts all over the floor. Oh boy, real money soon to be required. A half an hour later, the bus appeared on the tarmac outside, chugging away. I could see a new little exhaust pipe from the gas heater putting out visible waves. Someone called my name on the PA system. The mechanic slid the clipboard over the counter, the parts list including a new generator assembly, an igniter, and an exhaust pipe for the heater. But scrawled beneath the totals column was, "Merry Christmas, no charge." My parents gave us a silver coffee service for Christmas that year. I borrowed some money from my sister to get us home. Ethan Siddhartha was born 3 months later. He's still upside down. 2 years after that, I brought the charge clip to that VW dealership and showed it to the owner when he asked why I had come all the way down there to buy a new van. The following year saw my bride, ever the dreamer, leaving with our child to cohabit with two Notre Dame grad students. It didn't matter that I also was incurably romantic. For Michiana Chronicles, I'm David James.
And for one last time on WVPE, we heard the voice of David James, who died last Saturday at the age of 71. You can still hear David's voice and find more of his essays for Michiana Chronicles at our website, WVPE.org. Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now. Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.